Welcome to the Oakland County, Michigan Government News and Information Podcast, featuring topics of interest to people who live, work, and play in Oakland County.
With the summer boating season in sight, it is a great time to have fun with family and friends on the water. As we enjoy our lakes, rivers, and ponds, we should be aware that a day of fun on the water could quickly lead to tragedy due to common carelessness, misconceptions, and the lack of proper training. I'm Pam Zawissa, your host, and today we are here with Sheriff Michael Bouchard, who is going to tell us how we can enjoy a safe summer while on the water. When the weather is nice, we often see a lot of people out on boats and personal watercraft vehicles. What are the requirements for operating one of these vehicles?
Well, there's a lot of different requirements. Depends on the particular vessel that you're piloting. Probably the top six safety violations the Marine officers encounter on the water is a lack of a PFD, a personal flotation device, for every person on board, the lack of a BSC, a basic boater safety certificate, reckless or careless operation, that's like driving in terms of speeding, wake jumping, no wake violations, things like that. Lack of basic safety equipment like fire extinguishers, horns, and the proper lights on a vessel. Improper seating. Somebody may be riding on the bow with their legs hanging over the edge, standing or overloading a vessel. And then the lack of navigational knowledge. Those typically are some of the biggest citations as it relates to our enforcement. You know, and the vast majority, frankly, is more warning than it is actually tickets, although they do write tickets sometimes to correct action, but they give out far more warnings than they do citations because we hope to correct the behavior and keep people safe. Our goal isn't to necessarily write a ticket. As it relates to individuals and the age, again, that depends particularly on a number of things, the kinds of things they're doing. But everybody born after December 31st, 1978, must have attended a boater safety class to operate a PWC, a personal watercraft. 12 to 16-year-olds, if operating a boat with over 6 horsepower, have to have a boater safety class. But the reality is anyone and everyone can benefit from a boater class because a lot of it teaches things that you may already know but remind you. I mean, in our business, you know, for example, if we go to the firing range, that's something I know. I'm a certified expert in a lot of these things. I used to be a training officer and teach it. But, you know, training, practice, reminding, having somebody else tell you, you know, the process again, it's a good thing for virtually anybody. Whether in our training kind of scenarios or whether it deals with water safety. So, you know, we would encourage people that haven't had a water safety or a boater safety class to have one.
Okay. What are some of the biggest mistakes or misconceptions that people make when they're on the water?
Well, you know, one of the myths is that most drownings are swimming related, but the fact is some 63% of everyone that drowns didn't intend to be in the water. So they may have been thrown off a boat, they may have slipped or fallen, they may have hit their head. They somehow end up in the water at a moment where they didn't intend to. And so you need to be aware of that and have your safety gear either worn or inflated or in a position where you recognize those facts. You know, if suddenly something happened, you get thrown into the water, having a personal flotation device, you know, under the seat's not going to save your life. And many times if that kind of situation happens, you may have hit your head on the way out, and then suddenly, you know, obviously you don't have the ability to save yourself, and that's what the personal flotation device does. So, you know, these are all things that people need to be aware of. The fact of, you know, when you're on a vessel that the sun and the outdoor tends to magnify the effects of alcohol. Many of our fatalities and accidents have a correlation between alcohol or substance and the accident happening. So, you know, very much so, be aware of that. Stay away from that if you're going to pilot a vessel. It's not good for you in terms of your outcome, both legally or physically. And the other thing, too, is that there's a myth that everybody who may be in the water and needs help drowning can wave for help. Again, if you're drowning, that's literally suffocation in the water, so you may not be able to call or wave for help. You may not be able to get the sound out. You may be thrashing. You may be waving violently as a thrashing motion, but you may not be able to summon help. So that kind of struggle happens pretty quickly, 20 to 60 seconds before you submerge. So again, you may not be in a situation if you get into the water to be able to summon help. And when someone hears a noise, by the time they come out and look or try to locate where the noise is coming from on a large lake, it may be too late. So you have to bear all this in mind when you're undertaking activity on and around the water. And that's why, again, it's important for even people that are older, that have been on the water or even have some knowledge, it's not a bad idea to have that boater safety requirement. And as it relates to, the PWCs, those often can be a recipe for disaster, especially for young people. But nobody under the age of 7 is even allowed on a PWC unless they're with a parent. So, you can't send a 6-year-old out with a 14-year-old or something like that. That's against the law. So a 12 and 13-year-old could be operating, but the parent has to be on board, and the parent and the operator have to have a certificate, the safety certificate. So there's a lot of rules that relates, to younger people piloting and being on vessels, and also the kind of equipment they have to have and how they operate it. So again, safety is the best course of action.
Is it also required for adults and children to wear a life vest?
Well, again, it depends on the vessel. If you're on a PWC, you have to have you have to be wearing PFDs, personal flotation devices. But if you're in a boat, again, it depends on the kind of boat. That's why these classes familiarize you with each circumstance, the kind of vessel you have or intend to have, and what kind of safety rules kick in as it relates to what you intend to operate.
Mm-hmm. I understand, now you had mentioned that the Oakland County Sheriff's Office offers classes in boater safety. How can someone enroll, and where can they get more information on these courses?
Absolutely. Well, they can go to our website at oaklandsheriff.com, and they can follow links on our website, or if they're the kind that like to write down a specific address, it would be at oakgov.com/sheriff/safety_tips. But that's kind of a long address. If they go to oaklandsheriff.com, they can look for our Marine Division tips. And also how to contact the Marine Division if they want the phone number. It's on the website, but if they want it now directly in the podcast, the easiest way is to call 248-391-0256. That's 391-0256.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Sheriff Bouchard.
Sure. We hope people have a great, great summer on the waters. We hope to minimize the kind of injuries and fatalities we've had in the past by education, by encouraging people to become involved. Oakland County has 452 plus lakes, and we're a great spot to recreate. So we're proud about it, we're happy about it, but we want it to be a safe summer. So we encourage people, again, not only to get the safety certificates, but undertake a safety inspection of their boat when they bring it out of storage, or their vessel, their PWC. Check the kinds of things that relate to the engine, to the belts, to the safety equipment, all those kinds of things. Think before you jump into the water with a vessel. Make sure you've done those steps, and hopefully at the end of the day you'll be all smiles and maybe a little too much sunburn. Mm-hmm. And but use your sunblock.
All right.
I say that on behalf of the dermatologists of Oakland County. But have a fun day in the sun, and everybody come home.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Sure thing. Thank you.
For more information and safety tips, please visit the Oakland County Sheriff's Office website at www.oaklandsheriff.com. For everyone listening in, we'd like to thank you for spending this time with us. We encourage everyone to sign up for a boater safety class. If you'd like to make a comment on this podcast or make suggestions for a future podcast topic, please send an email to podcast@oakgov.com.
This has been another Oakland County, Michigan Government News and Information Podcast produced by Oakland County eGovernment.